how to choose the necessary skills. It is necessary to have specific professional skills to perform each job. They are so-called hard skills. They can be easily measured, evaluated, and learned over a period of time. The basic duties of the waiter include the preparation of tables and the consumer room, activities related to service of guests, settling orders, and collecting receivables. His skills in this respect must be mastered. Sometimes, however, it is not enough. If a waiter actively manages his own professional development, he should still acquire new ones. For example, learn how to fillet a fish, transcend poultry, or prepare flambéed dishes or others at the consumer's table. Skills may include advice on the choice of dishes, accompaniments, or beverages for the clients. When preparing to conduct training, you must realize that you are not only passing theoretical knowledge. The course of filleting and portioning of the baked fish is to teach a group of people specific skills. The professional development of a waiter requires a constant expansion of skills that are needed in practice. It is required of you to perform it at a high level. The trainer's task is to match them to the subjects of training and perfect presentation. Presenting to the waiter on the course what and how he should do in a given situation, the trainer must behave in the same way as if he was serving an important guest. You cannot communicate to listeners, "Oh, it didn't work. The fish has fallen apart because it has been baking for too long." Or, "I cannot cut this duck because it has very hard bones." The guest does not care about the restaurant and neither does the participant. In addition to the selection of skills, it is important to think about them gradually. Specify what the participants already know and build in more difficult tasks. If necessary, practice it yourself before the course. For example, fillet a few fish of different structures, different skin thicknesses, each time measuring the time of this operation. It will be useful for you to determine how much a given task can take up your listeners and match them to the whole of the training. The skills possessed by the waiter, which require supplementing or improving, also include social skills, often referred to as social competencies. They cover the area of desired behaviors occurring in contact with other people, such as coping with stress, effective communication, empathy, presentation of one's point of view, cooperation, and assertiveness. Because our example training on fish filleting is to take place in the consumer hall in the presence of guests, specify and point out the social competencies that are needed and check if you have them yourself.